Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so I'm very excited about today's podcast because we've got Jason, I'm going to say Oppenheim?
Oppenheim.
Oppenheim.
I'm pretty sure it's Oppenheim.
Is that German?
It sounds kind of
has
like it.
Has to be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you'd say.
Oppenheim. Ich liebe dich.
Oppenheim out of the mug.
What the heck was that?
The mug. What's the mug called? A stein. Damn it. Damn it. Sorry, and I swore.
Oh, shoot. I'm kind of, hopefully he's not going to be, because obviously we got to ask him about Chrishell. We got to ask him about, you know, Chrishell and G Flip. We got to ask him about the Christine stuff, which you definitely want to talk to him about. So, I mean, what's his vibe, do you think? Like, do you think he's...
I think he's going to be, like, very, like, politically correct. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of, like, play it cool. Everybody's good.
I mean, he started the Selling Sunset franchise, right? Like, it's because of
his brother.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, it's his brokerage.
That show has blown up.
Mm-hmm. It has. I love it. I can't wait to watch the new one.
Yeah, on the OC. Well, let's take a break and then let's get him on. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I mean, like, I'm so nasty. Like, I need to shower. Like, I'm just like, the fact that I was just like, I was like, I can't wear this to the nail salon. It was just like disgusting. And I was like, I'm just gonna like, I was like, I looked at his booty shorts on. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Jana.
I'm Catherine. How are you?
Yeah, it's Catherine.
Pleasure. Hi, Catherine.
Nice to meet you.
So we are so excited to have you on Wind Down. Yeah, just super pumped about it. And we're also heading to Los Angeles this weekend. So
we are.
I feel like, are we in the market?
I think we're in the market, but we are going there.
Where are you guys now?
So I moved from Los Angeles, 3 years ago to Nashville. But I feel like, is there even people moving to LA? Because everybody in my community is from Los Angeles. Like everybody that I meet is like from, it's like, so is that, are you seeing that or just, because I feel like even, because I lived in LA for 15 something years maybe. And it's one of those things where it's like people are always going to be moving there, right? It's like one of those cities or no.
I think we've seen more people leave LA in the last 2 years than I've seen in my whole, ever since I've been here. I've never seen this type of wealth leaving the city for sure. And it's in places like, you know, Nashville, Miami, or anywhere in Florida for that matter, Vegas, just, you know, secondary markets, tertiary markets that you wouldn't have thought of, Austin, Texas, places like that. They just want to get out for so many reasons.
I mean, so many reasons. So does that worry you at all with the market and, you know, obviously with Selling Sunset, but like, you're going to do like a Selling Nashville and then like, just like, you can have like a home base and all of these, because are you part of the new one that they're doing in the OC or no?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. So, I mean, I feel like you can like franchise out, right? To different places.
You know, I'm a weather guy, so I don't think I could ever leave SoCal. Mm. And I think a lot of people are going to be going through like a humid time in Miami, or I don't know enough about the Nashville weather, but I'm sure you have some rough months. And I feel like people are going to be moving back. So we'll see. I mean, you're going to get bit by mosquitoes in Austin and 100 degrees.
Don't look at my ankles right now. Yeah, I know.
Some people like seasons, exactly. Though. Seasons are nice.
Listen, we had a thunderstorm. I used to remember, because I was from Michigan when I moved to LA, and I was like, where's the thunderstorms? Like, I love a good thunderstorm. Like, you get some good ones here, you know?
Yeah.
I like a good thunderstorm, but I will give up on a good thunderstorm for, like, you know, not having 3 months of thunderstorms.
Right. That's fair.
All right, Catherine, fire away, because I know you've got some massive selling sunset questions.
I do. I have a ton of questions. Where do we want to start?
Let's go Christine.
Okay, Christine. Yes, let's talk about Christine.
You're probably
sorry, I know. We're going to get it out of the way. We're going to get it out of the way, I promise. Just where does, how are things with you guys? Where do y'all stand?
Cordial, cool. You know, I think we're okay. Don't really know what the future holds, and just haven't gotten into it yet.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm open, but we haven't got there yet.
So she was kind of, I'm a little behind. So she was kind of catching me up when we were getting our nails done earlier. And I mean, personally, I've never really been a fan of Christine's. I don't know. She, her personality is just, and that's really rude for me, because I hate when people judge me without getting to know me. So, but from what I see, and I just, it's not like a very warm energy.
Sure.
And seems like a little aggressive at times. And so I don't like what you said she did, though, about how she asked someone, like, she paid someone to not work with them. Like, I feel like that's like a move that's a little not cool. Cause it's like, aren't you guys, were all part of, I mean, I guess she's leaving now. So, right. Like she's gone.
I believe so.
It is. I mean, without getting into the details of that. And I think there's a lot of nuance there that may have not have been explicated, you know, fully to the public, but because the truth is agents provide financial incentives to clients all the time for clients not to work with other agents. They'll reduce their commission. They'll pay for staging costs, you know, in order to encourage a client to come to them instead of to another agent. What I don't want is that happening in my office. I don't want an agent, you know, trying to encourage a client to move from one of my agents to another one of my agents. I know that it happens out, you know, in the wild, but I don't want it to be happening in my own office. So
yeah,
we haven't had a chance to really talk through that yet. You know, I want to really give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and I don't want to judge. I like to hear the facts and the nuance of things. There's usually shades of gray to things. So I'm kind of waiting to hear more and to let that play out.
Which is fair. I think that's great. I like, yeah. I like that. I mean, there are always, like you said, two sides to every story. And until you are able to hear her side of the story, I think that's only fair to hold that.
Who's your favorite on the show?
Oh, that's hard.
I like Mary.
I love Mary.
She's so sweet.
And Emma. I love them all.
Emma and Mary are my, like, I mean, obviously, like, Chrishell, but also Emma and Mary are, like, my faves.
Mm-hmm.
They both came on Wind Down, too. Can I ask you kind of a personal question?
You can ask whatever you want. If I don't answer,
okay. So I know everyone has a.
Can I ask you a personal question? Are you single?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been single for what, 2 months now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Very single.
I nailed my timing. I'm glad I didn't come on months ago.
Well, I have two kids though. So that was the question I was leading into, was the kids. So I've got two kids. And I remember from what I heard from the things that I read was that you didn't want kids, and that's why you and Chrishell ended things. Is that something where do you think back and go, man, like I know some people is like, oh, like I maybe would have had one because I loved that person so much. Or was that like, do you have any regrets of that? Or you just simply don't want, that's just not something you've ever wanted.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
I don't, the difference between one kid and two kid, I'm almost, you know, I don't know if that's an issue. I think the question is, I think at some point I'll be married and have kids. I think the question for me is, you know, does that need to be now? I'm probably going to live until I'm 90 something. And I feel like I've got time. You know, I've got a lot of purpose in my life and I've got a lot going on. And that was difficult with Chrishell. You know, I went into that relationship, honestly, almost probably maybe leaning more towards, you know, the idea, but maybe I hadn't thought it through. And I'd had, you know, Chrishell didn't pressure me and she was very honest from the beginning about her wants and just excellent. I mean, she's just an excellent woman and was an excellent partner. And, you know, and I do regret that we weren't able to, you know, work out because I think it, you know, I think she would have been great, but I just have to be honest with myself, you know, not to be cliche, but I mean, I really do. I don't want to let society or anyone else, you know, tell me what's best for me. And I just felt like, and feel like what's best for me is not having a family right now. And maybe that changes in months, years. I mean, never. I don't pretend to know the future. I don't even try to know the future. Mm-hmm. But I think I made the right decision.
I love that.
I mean, mad respect for that, honestly, for you to be able to like recognize that and put aside a relationship that you were happy in because you weren't ready for something. I think that that's great and was only fair to her, honestly, you know, and to yourself.
I mean, I wish I could have understood that before, you know, we fell in love and you know, had to go through the difficulty of breaking up. But, you know, I mean, I try not to be too hard on myself. Sometimes I am and is what it is.
Yeah. But I think it's one of those things where, I mean, even like when I've reentered the dating world from my divorce from last year, it's like, in my mind, I was like, no, I'm never having a kid again. And I remember when I dated someone like, well, I want a kid. And I'm like, but I don't. And then like, I have two beautiful children, but then my friends, like if you meet someone and they really want a child, like you will be like, and I've realized that now it's like, if I meet someone and I'm really in love with this person, I would probably be like, okay, like I don't really want to, but like, I will, because you love, you don't want to lose that person. So I don't know, but it's like also like honoring yourself too. Like, what do you really want? And would I even want to attract that again too? Mm-hmm. You know? So for your sake, it's like, that's not even, you don't really know that until you get into the relationship anyways. So if anything, don't beat yourself up with that, because it's like, how can you know? You don't, you have to try it on. And if it doesn't suit you and where you're at in your life, like that's okay.
I mean, I guess that's the way I see it as well, but it just, you know, causing pain and hardship and you know, loss to someone that you love, like causing that is difficult, and knowing that your decision is the cause of that is difficult. No matter how much you try to justify it, it sucks. Mm-hmm. And then of course my own, you know, pain was a process that was more difficult than I had thought as well. So I think I'm getting my head out of my ass though. And I think I'm starting to, you know, feel a little bit better here. So I think honestly, oddly, the reunion episode helped me. I think that was a turning point for me. As much as I wasn't looking forward to that reunion, it was oddly cathartic. And I think Chrishell and I are getting to a good place. And I think that's kind of, you know, making my heart feel better.
Because you said you watched it and you were emotional.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he definitely was. I think it was great, though. I mean, it seemed like it was good for you and for her. And it was, you know, it seemed great. I wasn't just watching it from my couch.
No, it was. I mean, we were able to talk, you know, in between filming and afterwards and subsequently. And I, you know, that was a really helpful moment for us on screen and, you know, off screen.
I mean, I know a lot of people are probably asking you about her new relationship, but was that kind of like did she tell you before it went public, or was that kind of a shock? Not a shock, but was
it
just like
not confirmed before that was when the first time it was confirmed was it when you all saw it too. But, I had thought that something was going on, you know, cause she had like a party that a lot of us, I wasn't invited, but like everyone else was, and it seemed like there was something going on. And then I just kind of heard rumblings about it. But you know, I mean, in some ways, it's kind of helpful as well, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if she was single, maybe it'd be more difficult for me right now. I honestly think it would be. So in some ways, I think it's also part of that, you know, cathartic, you know, resolution.
That's a good point. That's true.
And I want her happy, and she really, really seems happy. And that makes me feel better, and it makes me, you know, makes me happy for her. So I think all of it honestly has been good. So I'm happy with for her, and I think maybe in some ways it's helped me too.
Is there any piece of you that's still kind of struggling with something along those lines of just, I mean, anything right now in your life, like, you know, that you kind of feel like either unresolved, or are you just at like a really good place?
I would say that, you know, I don't think I'm 100% moved on, you know. Mm-hmm. That would be disingenuous to say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course there's feelings. I love her and I respect her, and, you know, obviously I'm not with her. So you have, you know, I think there'll always be regrets about that. But
I guess what's the regret though? Like, what's that piece you're holding on to? Welcome to my couch. Kristen, come on.
I think it's that, you know, it was a beautiful relationship and I care about her deeply. So, you know, the fact that I don't get to experience that connection with her, it's just a loss. So it's hard to explain. It doesn't mean that I made the wrong decision. It doesn't mean that I feel like I want to be back in that, you know, relationship because of the situation about the family. But yeah, you can't avoid feeling a little bit of loss there, and, you know, probably even a little bit of what if. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just human nature, I think, to always, I mean, it's like the road not taken by Robert Frost. It's like that poem. You go down one path, but you always think about the path that you didn't choose. And that's just life.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the difference between loss and regret, though. Like, is there, like...
I think there's definitely a difference.
Yeah.
But it can go hand in hand.
Regret is that you wish you had made a different decision, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Whereas loss is just feeling as though you made the right decision, but it doesn't mean it was easy, and it doesn't mean that you aren't sad because you couldn't take the other path.
Mm-hmm. But when you had said like you had regret, I'm like,
maybe I shouldn't use the word regret because I don't.
Because I don't want you. I'm like, I don't, as I'm like, now you're friend. I'm like, I don't want you to hold on to regret. Like, but if you do, like, let's release it.
I don't think regret's the right word then.
Sure.
It's just, you know, I think there's always that idea of the other path and what it would be like. I mean, oddly enough, that poem is my favorite poem. Mm-hmm. And it's moved me ever since the first time I read it. I have it up on a neon sign on my wall. Mm. Because life is literally just about looking down two different roads and choosing one and always wondering what that other road would have led to. It's like a fractal geometry life in a way. You know, you just keep branching off.
Yeah. I know it is interesting because sometimes I think like in past relationships, I'm like, man, if I would have just done this, like, would we have worked? And I honestly think if it's not meant for you, it's not going to stay, you know? And that's like where I always have to remind myself, like there's some divine thing, whether it's God but if it's meant for me, it will stay and we'll work it out. Everything else is like, it will either God will take him away or like, I don't know. That's just kind of my thoughts with that.
Yeah.
Why is it called wind down? WHIN?
Well, so good question.
Because not everybody drinks.
It should be WINE.
Well, we wine and we wine.
Well, yeah, it was because at first it started as like a mommy podcast. So wine, but we love wine. But then it became more of like So it's just long story short. It's just wine time.
Okay, fine. It's cool. I'm just wondering.
I like it when he interviews you back.
Oh, he did. I was like, do you mind if I get deep with you, you know, and ask, you know, some hard questions? And he's like, do you mind if I do ask some questions? And I was like, sure. Do you have any other ones? I know you only have a few more minutes.
Can I? Okay, I'll ask why you broke up with your was it a husband?
Yeah, you only have a few more minutes. We're going to really need to pick a different question.
Well, she's coming to LA, so you may just have to explain it to me.
Oh, hey.
I'm guessing you were still like single, that. Right?
Yeah. Charming little smile, too.
I mean, this is who you'd have to get past if we're, you know, if that ever happened.
Oh, you have to get past, like, you're going to have to get past 9 women. So we're even.
Oh, that's
true. The girls. Oh, yeah. I think that would be harder. Man. I think that'd be way harder, honestly.
Yeah.
I think we've seen this movie before and it didn't end well, but we
could try. Which one?
The one where we had to go past 9 girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That didn't work.
Yeah.
My ex.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions, Selling?
Well, OC. Okay.
Let's talk she's trying to divert.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Selling OC. Yeah. I haven't even watched it yet, so I do not know anything about it.
No one's watched Selling the OC. It's not out for
a time. Oh, is it not even out yet? Well, then that's why. I thought.
Yeah, just the trailer.
Oh, when will it be? When does it come out?
Awesome. Oh, I don't know. I'm just guessing like August, September, but I'm literally guessing. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there a big difference between the two? Like your agents, are they a lot different? They're the same?
So there's some similarities. I mean, it's another office that I have. And it's probably, you know, similar number of agents, but it's men and women. So probably about half and half. And they've also seen Selling Sunset. So I think they're even less, you know, and they're just, they let it all hang out. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it, but I have a feeling it's going to be very good. Just based on what I've heard and based on talking to Netflix and talking production, I think it's going to be really good. So I'm excited. I'm actually headed down there in like 5 minutes after we get off. I love those guys. I love filming. I really enjoy it. So I like Newport too.
Newport. Yeah. Mm. I know you have to go. But thank you so much for coming on Wind Down and,
with an H.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I gotta say I was late and I'm sweating. Was it like that the whole time?
I mean, not really. Kind of towards the beginning, when she asked if she could ask a personal question, he's like, well, can I? Are you single?
That kind of like
got great taste.
I liked it. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
Oh, I'm sure he was just playing around, but I mean, it did kind of like throw me off.
I liked it.
Because I got flustered.
I know, I did.
I got like really flustered.
Because
I was like,
ask all the questions.
I know. I was like, yeah.
And you said we were going to be in LA before he asked that question.
Oh, shoot. Well.
Anywho. Well.
Okay.
I'm a little flustered.
I know. Well. I was like, we need to talk about OC.
I should have said we're done with bald guys. Oh, no. This looks similar. We got to get out.
Oh, my goodness gracious. No, he seems really cool. He seems like a cool dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a charming guy.
Yeah. I don't honestly know much about him besides that he dated Chrishell and that he like owns the.
So it's him and his twin brother.
Okay.
Own the Oppenheim Group. Brett and.
Are they identical?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Because I mean, I've watched like honestly, I started this past season because it was just like there's so much buzz around it.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, I'm going to give it a listen or a watch. And I thought it was really great.
The pregnant one's my favorite. I don't know her name.
Christine? One.
The one that lets the belly out and wears all these like super little things.
Well, if it's Christine, she's already had her baby. Did they show her pregnant? I don't even remember.
With the blonde Christine who left?
Yeah, she had a baby.
Was pregnant on the show.
But
just,
there's
like,
another one that was pregnant.
I feel like I need to like come back and say like, because I don't like the fact that I said I didn't like her. Because I feel like I hate it when people say that to me. Like they don't like me. But I just, from the show, she always just seemed like she was kind of nasty to the other girls.
I think a lot of people feel that way, yeah. And she may have just been painted that way, you know.
You watch it on mute, you just like her.
Listen, you have to listen. She wasn't my favorite either. Mm-hmm. But I think that she was kind of like any reality show, kind of put in that position, and maybe not. I mean, I don't know her personally, but it seems to me she was a little bit put in that position
to be the villain for
sure. Okay.
If you just have a bunch of Care Bears, that's not fun to watch.
And I could see where you need the
drama.
And there was definitely moments when she was, you could tell she had a hard time being vulnerable and dealing with the fact that she was losing these friendships. And there were moments that she was, and I saw glimpses of like, heart. You can tell she wants these friendships, but she's fighting it too. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's not all bad.
Well, then maybe that was, and so I'm sorry. I didn't, yeah. Cause I like, cause I get so mad when people do that to me when it's like, they don't actually, they just, but again, you're putting yourself out there to be.
Yeah.
It's the, yeah. It's part of the
judged or criticized. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just that that was kind of like my first instinct when I watched some, but I've only watched a few episodes. Maybe I came in too at the very end where she hasn't been very charming.
Well, and like Jason said, he hasn't had a chance to even sit down and talk to her about that situation with the agent. Mm-hmm. So I think he handled it really well, and he's not going to sit here and say she's, you know, wrong without hearing her side of the story. Mm-hmm. So
interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, now I want to finish up.
Yeah, you should.
Let's take a break and then we'll be back. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
This is Paris Hilton. This week on the This is Paris podcast, Nikki and I will be joined by Anna Delvey. You may think you know her from Inventing Anna on Netflix. Get to know the real Anna. Is she a con artist and a fraudster, or a risk-taking entrepreneur? An audacious one at that. Lover or hate her, we're all curious. The real heiresses sit down with the fake heiress right now on This is Paris. Listen to This is Paris now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, so where are we at, ladies?
Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Where are you at?
Oh, late.
Late. Where have you been?
To be for? To be in, I was at home. Living that mom life.
You know.
Waiting on a sitter.
Aren't we always?
We sure are. Ran into Nick yesterday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't know if I want to talk about that, but it was really great. I just want to compliment you guys again on your maturity.
Oh, thank you. I think appreciate
you guys
that.
Are really great.
Aw. He actually sent me a really sweet message the other day.
Like, oh, really?
Very sweet. Like, just so thankful for how you're handling this with such grace. And, like, it was really sweet. It was really sweet. So I'm thankful for that.
There's that.
I feel like you had kind of like one of those first single mama weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was just, and I was kind of talking to Pam. We went for a walk before a workout. And she's like, I've talked to Catherine. I was like, no. But I was like, I think she finally had that moment where it's like, right after the dust, and then you're like, you have to do all of it by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because you came over to my house on Sunday and you just looked like you've been like tired. Beat off.
I just sat on the couch. She was like, are you sad today? And I was like, Well, first of all, I did tell her this, like, for people, honestly, like you, not to put your husband down or Pam or whatever, you know, that their husbands travel a lot. They're used to doing, y'all are used to doing a lot on your own.
Yeah. It's our default.
Yeah. But I've always had help, you know, I mean, we've always been very, you know, we are pretty 50-50 with taking care of the kids. So this was kind of like my first 5 days just being the kids. And it was just like one thing after another, like just going wrong. It was like little things, you know, and then the dog had diarrhea all over the bedroom and just like, you
that's
know,
literally
I about cried, yeah. You know, dropped a bottle of whiskey and it shattered everywhere. You know, it was just like one thing after another. And I was just like, okay, just sit down and breathe. It's fine.
Did you cry? Because I remember my first,
no,
like,
I'm trying to think. I think I cried. I cried a little bit. Yeah, I did cry a little bit after one of them. I don't even remember. At this point, it was a blur. It was probably after the dog. Yeah. if I had to guess. Put my finger on it.
I mean, out of the things you're saying, that's the one I would pick to cry over, but I don't want to project my feelings onto you.
So, yeah, it was definitely kind of that first. But it wasn't, you know, it was also at the same time, like, reassuring. It's like, I know I can do this on my own. You know, I know I can. It's just, I've never really had to. Yeah, it's just an adjustment. And honestly, he's still helpful. And, you know, he's taking the kids to school some, even on my days. And so it's all good.
I'm trying to figure out what is easier versus harder in this situation, because we kind of had a little thing the other day. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Because I'm just, because it's like, I started to think about, I'm like, man, what would have been, because obviously in my situation with my ex, it was, not that people had to pick a side, but I think everyone chose to, I picked a side.
We chose you.
Okay. I picked a side.
You can just say it. We definitely chose a side. Yeah.
But in this situation, it's tough, right? Because he didn't, cheat on you, and he was, you know, he wasn't bad to you, and but now he's, and you know, he's your ex, so it's like, but he's still our friend. And so the other day, I had Josh Beach and some Shanae Grimes over, and we were hanging out, and Josh was like, hey, Nick's gonna pop over, is that cool? And I'm like, but I would have never, like, and I wanted her to know,
did
like,
he
I,
know
that what
did Josh know
yeah Wow. But I mean, like, I just think he's like, you know, we're all friends. Like, it, and so it just kind of, in my mind, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I don't want Catherine to think that I was like, hey, Nick, come on over. Like, because I've hung out with Nick one-on-one since the divorce, but never to, like, a pool party. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I didn't want, but then it's like that, like, and then I knew that hurt you. And so trying to find that balance. I'm like, man, is it almost easier if it was just like, pick a side?
Well, you know,
even
it,
though
it's
like,
hard.
Yeah.
And I told you. I think one is I didn't know it was happening. I think that was a little tough. And we're all still a family on Life 360. And I just see that he's here. So I was like, oh, man. And then I saw that, like, Beach was here. And I was like, man, I haven't heard from them, you know, which is fine. He's closer to them. And again, I want him to have those relationships. But I think that I definitely had a moment of like, man, like, my friends are all hanging out and he's over there. I'm not, you know, but I don't want that. It's just also kind of hard. I don't know. It's like this middle, like, I don't want that. Like, I want him and Josh to be friends. I want y'all to be friends. You know, I think it's, but you did ask, you know, on the front end, if it was okay if you talked to him and stuff. And I said, of course, like, I want all my friends to talk to him. But yeah, it does feel a little bit different, I think, with the hanging out situation. But that's also something I think I just want to get past.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, that's where I'm at now. You know, I think that it's, you know, it's hard. I don't know. It's a hard situation. I don't expect anyone to pick sides at all. But part of me is like, maybe he could have his friends over here and I could have my friends over here.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
So, but we'll see. We'll figure out the groove.
Yeah.
There's not an easy answer, honestly.
Grief and gratitude at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm getting a tattoo of it on my hand.
You guys want to get a tattoo in Chicago too?
Sure.
Will you? Ooh, I got a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. I don't like that word, but you guys are getting tattoos in LA. And I was
That's
like,
let's do it. I'm so scared.
That's like a Michigan girl favorite pastime.
And yes. I don't have any, and I'm
Can
so
I
scared.
Can I show you a regret from 2000? There it is.
A butterfly? That's what I'm getting right here when my dates are removed on my arm.
I just have one key advice to you, and that is to judge your artist based on what his work looks like and not what he looks like.
Oh,
that was my 18-year-old mistake. Joey was awfully cute.
You based it on what he looked like.
Joey?
Damn it. I got a tramp stamp that he did too. This is horrible.
You have a tramp stamp?
Oh, yeah.
She showed us the other night.
I mean, am I 40 or am I 40? It's a product of my generation.
It really is.
Oh, it's horrible. And every time my husband and I are in the shower, he's like, tell me again what that's supposed to be.
What is it again?
Well, it's, let me see.
Okay.
Okay, hang on, Kramer. Hang on. I got to give you a couple. I need to get a couple sentences
this,
out.
We did this the other night over wine. Do we not remember this?
No, I don't remember a lot from that night.
Okay, we're really show honest. Those are
so first
that night.
It was stars and they were pink and yellow and they meant something. I remember it being deep, but I can't remember.
Wait, you don't remember?
I remember it being like for deep. The people I had lost, but I think because the loss then was so, I don't want to say like juvenile, but I think
it was like your high school sweetheart.
No. Ew.
Yeah. Oh, so shout out to Matthew.
Matthew. Joshua. Anyways, then I had it colored in because I thought that would like clean it up. And so now, with that being said, you can look at my tramp stamp.
I already
it's really
something,
like. Kramer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a little smudgy.
Why is the heart that star is so star. Close to that star?
Well, I don't think it used to be, but I think the skin has gotten a little. I think. The solar
That's why
systems
you don't
moved
get a
around after a couple of births.
Wait a minute, was the stars were like at a full?
I can't really tell you what it's back there. It's all behind me now.
I can't see it.
Oh, it's really back there. So, anyways, high waisted. Who votes for high waisted?
Oh. This girl. Oh goodness gracious! All right. Oh,
wow.
Well. That's that.
Are we ending it like this?
Yeah. This is the end. We're ending. So.
A happy ending.
Happy. Well. Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Brust, find us in Chicago, June 23rd and 24th. It's going
to
be fun.
I'm looking forward to it like a girls trip.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
We're going to get tattoos.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Bye.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.